Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 2nd of September. I've been fortunate enough to catch up with Dave Whitby, CEO of Seb Resources. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So we know that you've made an announcement, or two announcements actually, today to the market. Rather than me give my opinion on things or an appraisal, no better way than to get it direct from the horse's mouth. So, you know, would you like to tell us a little bit about your announcement today, please, Dave?
Well, we put two out. I think the first one was sort of the 100 days. It quite surprised me how much interest was shown in my 100-day plan. You know, I think, you know, we put that together so we just make sure we don't lose any time. This happens to be day 96, by the way. And I wanted to just give some feedback to the investors and shareholders as a, you know, this is a common courtesy. It's sort of what good CEOs do. And just to give them an idea that we haven't been sort of sitting on our tush in Indonesia. You know, the 100 days was, in my mind, was sort of, it's sort of corny, but it, you know, you know, in the five P's, we wanted to make sure the plan made sense. We wanted to make sure we got our people in place. We wanted to establish a presence in Indonesia. We wanted to, you know, really build our project pipeline, and equally as important, we wanted to make sure we had identified partners we could work with. So, yeah, I'm pretty pleased about that. You know, we got all that done, and that's pretty interesting. And I think the second one, what's really important, Doc, is to sort of, you know, we're really looking. Our primary strategy is to look at oil production. Get some cash flow. There's really a plethora of opportunities out there for that. But while we were sort of doing due diligence on some of the oil properties, you know, we started to see that there was really significant gas potential. And, you know, gas in the domestic market in Indonesia, it's sort of where I grew up more or less professionally. And it's really something that has got tremendous value. So we're probably would have liked to sort of announce one of the deals we're working on for the oil, but I'm sure not going to walk away from a gas study. That's for sure. So
is it fair to say, Dave, that you know you don't have any prejudice between oil or gas plays? It's a situation's arisen where you know there's some pretty decent fiscal terms on the gas. There's a massive need in country for it. And an opportunity has presented itself that you've kind of looked to make the most of.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. You know, we're building a balanced portfolio. We're not just looking at one asset here, one asset there type thing. This is a bit of a longer game we're playing here. And you know, the one we found in Tubobi, and we're studying the commerciality of it. But you know, it's sort of something me and the crew have done, you know, a lot. You know, and you're 12 kilometers from the major pipeline that gives you access to major markets. You know, the gas price is high. The opportunity to go into the power sector is something that I'm really keen on. Not in a big way, but in a small way. You know, you get a small 30 BCF gas field, and you can almost power a city with that. There is just this opportunity out there that the most people are a little bit nervous to get to undertake because they don't know how it works. But as you probably guessed, you know, the boys in the band and I, we pretty well played this tune a number of times before, so it really lends into our own sweet spot, so to speak. Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing is as well, I don't know if investors have picked up on this yet or not, or whether it's even a kind of, you know, a part of the strategy, but you know, if you look at mitigating, you know, the kind of fluctuations and volatility in the oil price right now, going into something like gas with you know, a decent economic interest and, you know, good fiscal terms, it's a great way to kind of diversify away and against some of the perhaps negativity that's taking place at the minute with the oil price. I know there's some pretty cheap oil to be lifted out in Indonesia, but again, it adds to it. I mean, there's got to be a few kind of questions, I guess, that are out there for investors, and I'm sure you've answered some already by what you've said. But I think naturally, the market's now aware that you're going to be in town the week of the 14th into London. people always speculate, oh, you know, the director's coming into town, he'll be handing the hat about one thing and another. You know, is that something that you've got, you know, that's an intention right now as you come into the city? And please, you know, I appreciate, I'm not trying to get anything that's price sensitive from you, but more trying to dispel the speculative kind of comments that are thrown out there by people on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, we're coming to London just to meet people. You know, people seem to have fallen in love with the story and showing me a fair bit of respect and haven't actually met me. And it's sort of an interesting story. You know, part of the job of a public market is just to, you know, say hello to people and sort of, so they look at you and say, you know, he doesn't have three eyes and two noses. You know, he's sort of a decent guy. He knows what he's doing, looks good in the suit, whatever. You know, my objective to coming to London is, I must admit, just to meet as many people as I can. And you know, the brokers and the bankers, they can sort of take care of themselves. But, you know, the idea of meeting people who have sort of taken their hard-earned money and given it to me to invest, those are the ones I'm really interested in. And, you know, we're going to set up some venues where people can come out and say hello. There's myself and two of the other directors are coming. And we're just going to make it informal and sort of maybe educate people a little bit about ourselves, a little bit about Indonesia, and hopefully a whole lot about the oil and gas industry there. So it's just an opportunity to come in, and it's at the end of the 100 days too. So it, I think everybody really just wants to say hello and you know, basically see the cut of our jib, so to speak. So that's the real objective, is just to meet as many people as I can.
Well, I'll certainly be making the journey down there, and hopefully, you know, other people will too. It seems that the story's really started to catch along. I guess it's always kind of nice to dispel, you know, these speculative comments that you'll always get when you're running a junior oil and gas company on AIM or an investment company on AIM. People will always kind of make the suggestion that the only reason directors come to town is they come when they want something. From what you're telling me, it appears that you're quite appreciative of the support that you've had. There's certainly a lot of people getting on board with it. Naturally, people always want to hear more and more. Is there more to come, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've just started the game. You know, I would say we just sort of threw our first date base. You know, we put together a considerable crew here. And one thing I did want to say is that people say, oh, you must spend a lot of money because you got a crew. Well, you know, putting a band back together, we're sort of like the Rolling Stones, you know. We're sort of old and maybe have lost, put on a little bit of weight, but, you know, you put a guitar in our hands and we can still rock the place. So, you know, the boys are working sort of part-time and at nights and stuff. We have a core group here that sort of controls things. So, but we've got quite a bit of interest. A lot of my network here in Indonesia, you know, we're all gas guys, we're all guys, we're sort of deal junkies. A lot of them have been promoted up into senior jobs within the industry, and they go, well, but it's not fun. So one thing, when I put another project together, you got to know everybody has a serious bit of fun in all of this.
And so it's about getting some smiles back on the faces, and I think you've certainly done that in the London market. That's Dave Whitby, CEO at CB Resources. Thanks for your time, Dave.
Thanks, Doc. Talk to you soon.
Cheers.